be that high.
Hardly ever would one fly that high.
That must have been quite a job to...
Oh, it was. Split those palings out and then set posts and two rails you nail to the post so you can nail the palings to them. Then they had what they called a picket fence that used wire. Really they were just paling, but they were not as long. Usually that was just to keep hogs from rooting through. And when they would take four wires and just start and weave back and forth around, and it's quite a job to put one of those up.
Would you put wire around each one?
Put wire around the post at first, and then you'd cross your wire.
I see.
And put a paling in, then cross them back again.
And the next one. I see.
And cross the wire between each one of the pickets.
Well, that'd be work.
Yes, it is work.
How about the wire itself? Did you
just use smooth wire for that?
Mm-hmm. Did you have? How old were you when you went to when you got rid of the rail fences and went to wire fences?
Oh, I was nearly grown before we got used all the took away all the rail fences.
Mm-hmm.
Not until. Well, after the, we call it the hog law, when you couldn't let your hogs run outside anymore, then we could go to just a four-wire fence.
Mm-hmm. And did they have the barbs on?
Mm-hmm, yes. And then if instead of trying to repair the rail fences, we just string up a wire fence.
That reminds me of something I should have asked you the other day. Before the fence law came in, did you, is that what they call it here, the fence law, or they call it?
We call it the hog law or the stock law.
Stock law,
mm-hmm.
I see. And some places they tell me it's called the fence law.
Yes.
Did you ever have any wild hogs around?
Oh, yes.
That wouldn't belong to anybody, just truly.
Yes. No one knew who they belonged to if they did belong to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
When they let their hogs run out, they'd try to keep up with their sows so that when they had pigs, then they could go and mark their pigs, either earmark them. And if you could find one with an earmark, well, you'd know whose it was.
Oh, I see.
Each one cut the ear a little different.
Hmm.
And then if you found some grown hogs without the earmark, well, no one knew whose they were.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever have called them Pinewood brooders or anything like that?
Razorbacks.
I've heard stories about them. They really were mean.
Well, they can get mean, yes. They've, until just the last few years, there's been wild hogs around back in these mountains and over an edge of Oklahoma. I have a friend out here that said he'd rather hunt wild hogs than do anything.
Is that right?
He got scars all over his arms and legs where those things hit him with their tushies.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They really fight?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And they'll cut a dog to pieces.
Hmm. Are they good to eat?
Well, if there's been a lot of acorns and hickory nuts,